IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Agriculture Department kicks off its much-anticipated Phase 2 of the Centers of Excellence initiative by releasing 5 solicitations earlier this week for a variety of services designed to modernize the agency and help it give better service. But vendors will have to act fast. USDA and the General Services Administration want responses by August 10th. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller got a hold of those solicitations, and he joins me now. Jason, give us the background on the Centers of Excellence, how they relate to the administration's initiatives. Let's start there.
This is the White House's plan to really modernize agencies, and the Agriculture Department is the first, what they call the lighthouse agency. So they're kicking it off. They're showing how it can be done. Now, Tom, as remember, there's 5 areas of focus around IT modernization and centers of excellence. The General Services Administration's Technology Transformation Service is kind of the partner in this with the agencies, in this case, agriculture. Those 5 areas of focus are cloud adoption, IT infrastructure optimization, customer experience, service delivery and analytics, and contact centers. And each of those will have its own center of excellence. Each of those will focus on helping the agency really improve upon whatever area it is. Now, this is just for USDA. Now, we've heard many times how other agencies are chomping at the bit to get in there to begin their work. And it may not all look the same. They may all not be across these 5 areas. But because USDA is the first one, there's a lot of attention being paid.
Well, it might be a good way to start because their constituents tend to be farmers, which is a limited group versus all Americans. And also they have very specific and somewhat similar needs. I mean, I don't want to oversimplify the farming community, but it seems like an easier group to get your arms around than all Americans.
And I think USDA, generally speaking, has a lot of needs as well. I think they've struggled certain parts of IT modernization. And I think they were, if you will, ripe for the picking, if we use our low-hanging fruit analogy often, they were ripe for the picking to help people to really move forward on a lot of these initiatives quickly.
Low-hanging fruit helps with the Agriculture Department. And so what is going on now? Tell us about the new initiative and the new round of funding and activity here.
So GSA, which acts as really the procurement and really the helping arm of this initiative for COEs, and USDA released 6 requests for quotes, RFQs. 5 of them are through the eBuy, which, Tom, don't get me started on eBuy. You know how I am on that.
At least it's not eBay.
Well, I think if it was eBay, I could see it. And then one was through the Alliant, too. So let me go through them real quick. The ones that are on eBuy, which we got a copy of, are for data and analytics, cloud adoption, and IT infrastructure optimization. That's one.
And what are they asking for under these?
Well, we'll go through those
okay.
in a sec.
All right.
Customer experience. And then the fourth one that's under eBuy is around moving their program management office to a business optimization or business centers of excellence, if you will. It's really a program management office, but much bigger than that. And each of them are looking for something a little different, obviously. So let's start with the cloud one, Tom. Cloud one is really going across 4 scopes, application or content rehosting, application and system replatforming, with DevOps with security involved, and then cloud platform services. Now, what's interesting about the cloud one, this is the biggest one and probably the one that will have the most contract awards and cost the most, have the most, if you will, ceiling. We don't know what those are yet, and we don't know how many awards there will be. We know it's a multiple award contract. But basically what USDA is calling for is saying, we want to move our applications into a public cloud, about 50 of them, and the rest we want to help moving over to our internal National Information Technology Center, the NITSE Enterprise Data Center. So there's 2 kind of paths here. And then they also want to get down to 2 data centers by 2019. So as you can tell, there's these kind of 3-pronged approach, public cloud, NITSE, and then reduction on data centers all around.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. It strikes me that they're doing something with this modernization COE approach, analogous to what HUD is doing under the MGT fund approach in another part of government.
They're similar but different, right? Everyone has modernization goals.
Yeah.
Every agency is going down this path in one way. The COE path is just a different path, where the HUD path under the Technology Modernization Fund is just one project that got a little bit of extra money. The COE path is a much broader, bigger effort. It's agency-wide. It's really a dramatic transformation of how USDA, in this case, is delivering services to its customers.
And are there big dollars behind all of this?
That's a great question. nobody knows, because in the RFQs, they don't go into the specifics about how much a contract is worth. Now, we know the contracts are only for a maximum period of 2 years and 6 months, so 2.5 years. So there can't be worth that much money. You're not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. But at the same time, Tom, as you know, it takes a long time to move things to the cloud. It takes a long time to change your customer experience. It takes a long time to not only establish a data analytics lake or warehouse or capability, but also start getting use from it. So I think the longer term goal is for the COEs to get all this stood up and then get out and have USDA take it over. In fact, if you read a lot of the RFQs, which we have posted on federalnewsradio.com, you'll see in a lot of these RFQs is for the contractor to train USDA staff, to reskill USDA staff so they could continue the implementation and modernization.
Now, modernizing their infrastructure with clouds in a hybrid environment and rehosting applications and all of these things, how does that relate to deploying services to their constituents, which is, I mean, would logically flow from that, but that doesn't sound like what they're asking for in that first round.
Well, the other RFQ that we can mention is around a digital support service for customer experience, and it's basically creating a new office within the COE, within the USDA, to really look at the customer experience, to come up with a strategy to what they call embed customer experience methods in this agile implementation efforts to assist the government to stand up, again, this digital support service team. So cloud's one step, customer experience is another step, and then in between that is the data analytics piece to say, what is going on? What do customers want? How do we understand what the data is? And how can then the CXO, so the chief financial officer, chief human capital officer, chief acquisition officer, make better decisions? And then how can the program folks also make better decisions? And then contact center is the fifth one of these that we didn't mention. That went out through the Alliant government-wide acquisition contract. And what they talk about there, and I only have a really high-level knowledge of it, is the tier one, tier two kind of support. Hey, if I'm a farmer and I'm calling in and asking for help, who am I? Which person is answering my question? Is it a low-level question or a really complicated question?
Sure. And getting back to that data question, it sounds like what they want to do is separate their data from their mainframe applications and probably write APIs to the data so that it becomes available to any of the applications you can possibly imagine. I mean, that's the strategy here, I think.
Correct. And under that RFQ, there's actually 11 areas of work. And it's really interesting because it's about developing a data and analytics maturity model, scoring USDA programs. They talk about updating and applying data analytics playbook to at least 10 USDA agencies by October 2018. So very quick turnaround on that. And creating and managing at least 5 public-facing competitions and at least 1 hackathon using the USDA data. So again, it's not just creating the APIs, but okay, what can we do with this data?
That's right. It wouldn't be the 21st century if you didn't have a hackathon.
Or a competition.
And so what is the deadline and what's the timeline looking like for all of this?
This is really quick, Tom, and this is what I think some people in the industry are a little bit scratching their heads about. At an industry day back in June, GSA and USDA said they want to make these awards by the end of the fiscal year, so by October 1st. So these RFQs will release July 30th, so earlier this week, Monday, and the turnaround time is by August 10th for all of them but the contact center one, and the contact center one has a 3-week turnaround. So not very long. And the other thing that I've heard from industry sources, and this is a little frustrating, is GSA kind of talked about where these contracts would come out through, whether it's vets or 8A or Alliant or professional services. So I think the vendors were making their teams up based on the inclination they got from GSA and from USDA. So if they created a team with a professional services schedule and it came out under IT Schedule 70, that's a little frustrating for them because it's a different team now. So they have to kind of rejigger their team to bid on this. And 2 weeks is not a long time.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
And he's got the full complete story at federalnewsradio.com.